It's called Pretty Women, about years of dating. So here goes. Today I know I'm older, I don't look quite the same. I've lost some hair, my waist has grown. But one thing I can claim, that I dated pretty women who to me had great appeal. They once brought pleasure to the eye, but in time were no big deal. Oh, I know that I'm not perfect, I would never claim to be. And I know I got a few of my own flaws that don't take long to see. And though I realize what I'm about to say to some could sound degrading, this is just what I encountered in my younger days of dating. Some women can be high maintenance, who'll love to wine and dine, but when it comes to pay the bill, they'll never spend a dime. Some you'll wait on hand and foot, and much time you'll invest, and some will make you think they got lifelong PMS. Some can really pound the drinks and really enjoy teasing, but then will pass out on your couch before anything more pleasing. Some don't want a gentleman, they don't want guys too polite. Some prefer the kind of guys in barrooms picking fights. On the other hand, there are some who had me more perplexed, because they didn't want relationships, but just wanted to have sex. To some guys, that might sound right, but I wanted a bit more. I guess I realized I was changing, and I just wasn't out to score. Then one day, I met a girl, and I didn't know what to do. So when we got together, I could talk for hours, too. When I really didn't see coming, because she didn't catch my eye, I didn't consider her quite as pretty, and at first a bit too shy. But when we got together, we always had a real good time, and she could make my palms get sweaty when her eyes looked into mine. She's all I never knew I wanted, so let me now describe the reason for my change and the reason for my pride. She's full of warmth and full of laughter, and there's no other men she's after. When I'm late for work, she understands and likes long walks and holding hands. She isn't someone prissy, she's not someone who complains and won't talk on a cell phone until the battery's drained. She isn't stuck on Lifetime, and she's not stuck on her looks, and one more thing, my waist will show this girl knows how to cook. So if you guys are chasing pretty ones and you're finally getting tired, don't turn your backs on other girls you at first didn't desire. And if you're not too sure which one to pick, well, one last thing I've discovered, try to picture your life down that road with a woman like their mother. It's Pretty Women.